Hello, Siddharth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What do parents usually ask children after attending children's church? Did you have fun? My guest says there is something supernatural that is so much greater than just old fun. One night changed my guest forever. Now she trains thousands of children to move in the supernatural to be end-time soldiers. Even adults will go to the next level of gifting when they hear my guest. But there's a secret. You have to become like a little child. Can you become like little children? Can you become like a little child?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection? Disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Diane Layton, you have been helping little people for over 40 years. I'm just curious, did you always have this heart to help little people?
No.
No?
No. No. They saw me as an energetic, on-fire, brand-new Christian. I had been a Christian for just over a year by then, and they said, why don't you work with the kids? And I said, kids kind of bother me. They irritate me, and they get on my nerves, and I gave my life to Jesus. If that's what I'm gonna be a servant. I ended up working with the kids, and I found that I had such love in my heart for them. They nicknamed me Hugga Wugga, and I would hug them. And I thought, because I had no training or anything in children's ministry, I thought my job was to make sure that children's church was fun. But one night that changed my life, we were talking to the children about Jesus is our shepherd, we are the sheep. The Bible says that the sheep know the shepherd's voice. So we had been acting out sheep and shepherd stories from the Bible. We had some time, and I said, how about if we listen to God? Bible says we know his voice. Why don't we listen to God? And it was a whole new thought for me, and I thought, okay, I think when we listen to God, these kids are going to have like prayer requests or testimonies. It never entered into my mind or my heart that he would actually speak to them. And I said, let's listen, let's go really quiet and listen. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this is gonna be so cute. So I let like a minute pass or so, and then I said, okay, did anybody hear God speak to you? And all these hands went up. And I thought, okay, it's gonna be so cute. One little girl at the back of the room was waving her hand, a little girl named Karen. And I said, Karen, come up and tell us what God said to you. Thinking, it's going to be cute. I can still remember her walking up that aisle. She had long ringlets, and they were bobbing, and she walked up to the front with such determination, and she said, the Lord just told me that my spirit is just as big as an adult's. And she went and sat back down. And I was like, that's not just cute. And then I thought, my job is not just fun. My job is to feed them spiritually. And I want those spiritual meals to be bright and interesting and nutritious. Like, we don't want to just give porridge, right? So there's still an element of fun and enjoyment, but a richness. And so I started to pray. I said, Lord, please give me ideas for how to teach the children how amazing you are, how awesome and exciting you are, to help me to teach them about your kingdom. And he started to give me downloads.
This is what I find so fascinating. Speaking of downloads, your book, Soldiers with Little Feet, how'd you get that title?
Okay, well, I used to do a lot of speaking at camps. People would bring me in for summer camps. Every morning, they would have, I think it was 6 a.m. prayer. I'm not a 6 a.m. kind of girl, but I would get up at 6 a.m. to go and be prayed for. There was a beautiful, beautiful woman in that church. Her name was Sister Overall. I loved it. She was overall amazing. And I would, like, get my coffee and be rubbing my eyes, and I'd go kneel down, and Sister Overall would come and put her arms around me and pray for the children and pray for the anointing and pray. And it was just so awesome. And one of the mornings when she was praying for me, I heard footsteps marching, and not just a few. Dozens and then hundreds. And I knew from the sound of the footsteps that it wasn't adults. It was children. And it was an army of children. And I listened to it for a few minutes, and then in my mind, in my heart, the Lord sang this song to me. I hear the sound of an army of soldiers with little feet, and they are marching into battle. In the name of the King of Kings. And then there's like verses and stuff. And it's like, oh, I like it. I like it.
You know, you have to understand, she is getting these downloads from heaven because it's God's greatest desire for young people to not just play games in church.
Right.
But to do the most exciting things possible. We'll be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You talk about we should be building rather than renovating. Briefly, what do you mean by that?
Well, I kind of feel like working with teenagers and adults, we do a lot of renovating. But with children, we get to build. They believe what we say, and if we are wise builders, like the Bible talks about, and we build line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, using God's word, we get to build. It's way more fun. There's some cleanup along the way when you build, but nothing like renovating. And sometimes in a church setting, people think, well, first you work with the children, then you work with the teens, and then you get into the ministry. But really, God's word is backwards to that. He said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, the little ones are the greatest in the kingdom.
You say one of the keys to building is the way we talk. You even have a concept called eye to eye. Oh. Explain that.
Well, one thing that I feel that's important for children to know is who they are and whose they are. So I love to tell children, I like to, like, here's an example. Just recently, a little girl came to church dressed like a princess. And her mom was like apologizing because it was, you know, it was just like in the middle of summer or something. And I said, I got down on my knees, or like on one knee as low as I can get. And I looked her in the eye and I said, you are a princess. You're not pretending to be a princess. You really are a princess because you belong to King Jesus. He's your father. You are royalty. And little boys, they want to come like they want to be, there's inside every little boy is this warrior. And I love to say to little boys, you are a warrior prince. You are the son of the King of Kings, and you have power over the enemy. And I can feel like when I talk like that to children, I can feel them like standing straighter. And I love looking children in the eye and I say, if there's a child watching this or a child right here, what I like to say is, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Tell me about children praying for adults and give me an example.
The Bible says we're to have the faith of a child. Why aren't children on the prayer teams? And I said worship there because that's another passion of mine is worship. Psalm 8 verse 2 says, from the mouths of children comes praise so perfect, it silences the enemy. Why aren't they on the worship team?
I want them on the worship team.
Right?
With that kind of promise.
When you get a child holding a mic on a worship team, a child that's worshiping God, it's electrifying. And every child in the auditorium sits up and goes, oh, this is for us too. I was remembering a story just recently about a little, there's a lot of things that happen to children in my life when they're 4 and 5. And this was a 4-year-old. And their neighbor had lost his wife. And he was elderly and he was very, very sad to have lost his wife. And this 4-year-old was playing in the yard again. And the mom came out and she saw her 4-year-old sitting on the swinging bench next door with this elderly man. And he was weeping. And then she came back and her mom said, what were you doing? She said, oh, just helping him cry.
Tell me about the time the colds were going around at your local church and this little girl got up.
Yes. So we, there was quite a bit of sickness in
the family. That's one of my favorite stories.
Oh, I love this one too. We had been teaching the children that they are royalty, that they have authority. We'd been like, we were in a series like that. And at the end of the service, I said, kids, today we're going to pray because there's too many colds, too much flu going around. We're going to pray. Who would like to pray? Kids love to pray. So one little girl came up to the front and she took the mic. Her name is Asia. Beautiful, beautiful girl. And she stood at the mic for a long time and it actually got awkward because she was just standing there. And afterwards, I realized it was like everything she'd been learning, everything we'd been talking about, it clicked in her heart. And she stood there, and then she said, I am a princess. Princesses don't ask for things. Princesses make decrees. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness to leave. And she started to pray, and we were like clapping, and it was like, whoa, it's like...
It all started by you getting down on your knees at the level of a child and looking in their eyes and saying, you are a princess. Did you know she got a download of a song that removes supernaturally fear? Wait till you hear the title. Ooky, pooky, spooky, fear. Next, be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Diane Layden's Kingdom Kids Package, which includes for your children and grandchildren her illustrated children's book, Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear, Telling Fear to Go Away, and her exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. Plus, you will receive Diane's 2 great resources for parents, grandparents, and youth ministry leaders, her book, Soldiers with Little Feet, and her exclusive 2-part audio CD teaching series, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. Yours for a donation of $35. shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9590. In Diane Layton's illustrated children's book, Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear, she addresses the three main fears your children or grandchildren might face: fear of the dark, fear of abandonment, and fear of bullies. You will also receive Diane's exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. This DVD comes from the imagination and creativity of Diane Layton and from the heart of God. Included is the Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear song.
Fear, be gone.
Plus, in this Kingdom Kids package are two valuable resources for parents, grandparents, and youth workers. Through Diane Layton's powerful book, Soldiers with Little Feet, she challenges you to look at your children as examples of what the Lord wants us all to be like. You also receive her two-part audio CD teaching, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. In this series, she will reveal to you how to teach your children to hear the voice of God, recognize and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, deliver prophetic declarations and decrees, pray for the sick, and have them recover. Don't miss out on getting Diane Layton's Kingdom Kids package, which includes for your children and grandchildren her illustrated children's book, Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear, Telling Fear to Go Away, and her exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. Plus, you will receive Diane's two great resources for parents, grandparents, and youth ministry leaders: her book, Soldiers with Little Feet, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9590. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9590 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Diane, what is the biggest problem with all your 40 plus years of helping young people? The biggest problem children have?
Fear. Fear. Bible says fear has torment. And over and over and over and over and over in the Bible, you see fear not, fear not, be anxious for nothing. I think it's a human problem. And it begins in childhood. And if we could equip children to conquer fear as a child, that sets them up for life, right? And because I struggled with fear, I'm very acquainted with how fear can grip you. And so I got a download, and one song is called the Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear Song. And it sounds like just a silly song, but it's actually been a powerful song in the lives of many, many people, including myself.
Now, this is not something that you could think up.
No.
I don't think anyone could think up Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear. Could you think that up? I couldn't think that up.
One day I heard this song in my head, and so I came to kids' church the next Sunday, and I hadn't sung the song out loud, it was just in my head. And I said to the kids, listen to this song. And it goes, Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear, you have no right to come near. In the King's name, you get out of here. Fear, be gone, fear, be gone. We tell fear to go away.
I don't think that fear stands a chance against a song like that. And now you've written a new book about this.
The Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear book, because there's verses in the song, too. The first time I sang the song out loud at Children's Church, a little girl in the front row, her name is Danielle. So I'm singing Ookie Pookie, just kind of having fun, and Danielle burst into tears. And I thought, oh no, did some boy pull her hair? Did she pinch her finger in the chair? What happened? And I stopped. I said, Danielle, honey, what's wrong? And she said, I can still remember her face. She said, I got scares inside of me. And I said, all right, well, today we're going to tell those scares to get out of you. We're going to tell fear to leave you alone. And we laid hands on her and prayed for her. And we sang that song. And she remembers that day. And after church, I went and found her mom, because I would always want to communicate things like that with parents. So I said, just so you know, this is what happened in kids' church. And the mom said, oh, praise the Lord. We've been up every night for weeks with terrible nightmares. and the nightmare stopped.
You know, this not only works supernaturally for children, it works supernaturally for adults. Tell me about that person who was going to have surgery and this song.
I just got this note on Facebook just recently because we were letting people know that the Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear book is coming out. And so this gal, she said, last year I was heading in for a kidney transplant. I forget her exact wording, but it was basically she was terrified going into surgery. And she said, then she remembered from deep inside, she could remember Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear. And she said she sang that song and she told fear to leave her alone. And she went into surgery and it helped her so much to have peace going into that. And I get stories like that all the time.
Well, how would you like to hear the song Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear? Are you interested at home? Are you interested in the audience? Okay, let's roll it.
Have you ever felt so afraid your body starts to quiver? Sometimes Ooky Spooky Fears try to make you shiver. Well, you just gotta stop and think, and remember what to do. Every fear will disappear when you sing, and here's a song I use. Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear, you have no right to come here, and the kicks that you get out of here. Fear, be gone, be gone. Fear, be gone.
Diane, there's such a wonderful, awesome presence of the living God here. I believe that you could pray and young people and adults would be set free of all types of fear. Do that now.
Isn't that amazing? Psalm chapter 8, verse 2 says, from the mouths of children comes praise so powerful it silences the enemy. The voice of the enemy is way too loud in this generation and in your life. And praise is a weapon. So we're going to pray the name of Jesus is high above every other name, including fear. And fear has no right to rule your life. Let's pray. Please pray after me. King Jesus.
King Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That your name.
That your name.
Is above every other name.
Is above every other name.
You have all power.
You have all power.
And authority.
And authority.
And today.
And today.
I say. Jesus.
Jesus.
Is the King.
Is the King.
And the ruler of my heart.
And the ruler of my heart.
The Lord over my emotions.
The Lord over my emotions.
Fear.
Fear.
Will not. Will not rule me.
Will not rule me.
Fear will not torment me.
Fear will not torment me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I say fear.
I say fear.
Go away.
Go away.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know what that reminds me of? I just read this the other day. In Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 10th and 11th verse says, listen to this, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe and set on high, far above all evil. You're far above all evil.
Amen. Amen.
Did you know that your children or grandchildren can be taught how to hear the voice of God, recognize and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, deliver prophetic declarations and decrees, pray for the sick, and have them recover? Diane Layden recognizes that God wants to raise up a generation of children that will seek Him and His kingdom. Now your children or grandchildren can be a part of this.
I love to tell children, you are royalty. And when children understand who they are and that they belong to the King of Kings, it's very, very, very empowering.
Call now and get Diane Layden's Kingdom Kids Package, which includes for your children and grandchildren her illustrated children's book, Ooky Pooky Spooky Fear, Telling Fear to Go Away, and her exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. Plus, you will receive Diane's two great resources for parents, grandparents, and youth ministry leaders, her book, Soldiers with with Little Feet and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9590. In Diane Layton's illustrated children's book, Pookie Pookie Spooky Fear, she addresses the three main fears your children or grandchildren might face: fear of the dark, fear of abandonment, and fear of bullies.
In the book, fear is illustrated as a dragon. And in Revelation, it talks about the enemy being a dragon. The illustrations are like a child at school, and the dragon fear is like over the top of the school. But they turn the page, and that's when the little girl is like on top of that dragon.
You will also receive Diane's exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. This DVD comes from the imagination and creativity of Diane Layton and from the heart of God.
They were afraid of the dark, ooky pooky, but they were afraid of the light, because the dragon controlled them.
Included is the ooky pooky spooky fear song.
Fear, fear, gone, be gone, fear, be gone.
Plus, in this Kingdom Kids package are two valuable resources for parents, grandparents, and youth workers. Through Diane Layton's powerful book, Soldiers with Little Feet, she challenges you to look at your children as examples of what the Lord wants us all to be like. You also receive her two-part audio CD teaching, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. In this series, she will reveal to you how to teach your children to hear the voice of God, recognize and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, deliver prophetic declarations and decrees, pray for the sick, and have them recover. Don't miss out on getting Diane Layton's Kingdom Kids package, which includes for your children and grandchildren her illustrated children's book, Ookie Pookie Spooky Fear, Telling Fear to Go Away, and her exclusive DVD for children, Kingdom Seekers. Plus, you will receive Diane's two great resources for parents, grandparents, and youth ministry leaders: her book, Soldiers with Little Feet, and her exclusive two-part audio CD teaching series, Building and Equipping Kingdom Kids. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9590. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9590 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
What if you could defeat the powers of sickness by prophesying words of healing and receive healing for yourself or release it to others by speaking prophetic words that God gives you? I'm Becky Dvorak. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and discover the prophetic and healing power of your words. Don't miss it.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.